Good evening and welcome to another edition of Reporters Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America Studios in Washington. I'm Douglas Simpoga. This evening we'll look at the state of opposition political parties in Uganda. And with us tonight is our special guest, Francis Zake. Zake is an independent member of Parliament of Uganda for the Mityana Municipality Constituency, elected in 2016. He's a member of the Committee on Defense and Internal Affairs. Mr. Zake, welcome to Reporters Roundtable.
Oh, thank you, and I'm actually glad to be here on the Reporters Roundtable, that I'm going to dissect matters of concern in Uganda, especially about the opposition, how it's treated in Uganda.
I see. First of all, Mr. Zake, what brings you to Washington?
Yeah, I've come to Washington first and foremost. I had to go to the to the torture abolition center coalition, whereby I had to put up a case, to lodge in a case for what was done to me in 2017 while in the parliament, where I was tortured on the floor of parliament, and also what happened to me in Arua, which nearly ended my life. So I've lodged in that case. Actually, I did that yesterday on the 12th of this November. And actually, that's what brought me in DC, and also to interact with Ugandans right here so that we can discuss a way forward, to discuss our future as young people, as Ugandans back home in Uganda, to see what we can do for our country because of the wrong things happening back home. And the reason as to why many Ugandans came from home and the other side. It's the reason as to why I'm here, first and foremost, on my health. Mm-hmm. It's the reason as to why I came to the U.S. to do a review for myself, because up to now I'm still leaping, you know. They nearly made me lame. Mm-hmm. But because of the health services I've received while in the U.S. and also in India, I've been able to at least recover slowly.
I'm happy to see that at least you're recovering, and your misfortunes were well covered both in Parliament and then in Arua. Now, is there anything the Ugandan government could have done to redress that, or you had to come over here to seek help because it appears the government didn't feel sorry at all?
Yeah, you're right. The government didn't feel sorry at all. That's why I believe if they did not feel sorry about me, then what can they do? In Uganda, actually, they put a case on me after the Arua, you know, assault which was done to me, the torture which was done to me. Thereafter, instead of feeling sorry about me, what they did was to get me, put me in the cells. From the cells, they had to take me to court. From the court, they had to send me to Gulu prison, Gulu upper prison, even where I had never even reached. So, for that matter, they put a case of escape. You can imagine, they beat me up, they tortured me to the extent that I actually lost my consciousness. Mm-hmm. I actually passed out. I did not understand anything happening on earth. And what they did is to say that I escaped from them. I escaped from lawful custody. They took me to court themselves. With the help of my colleagues in the People Power Movement, I was able to be represented by the strong lawyers in the country, and I was able to win that case. And actually, police's witnesses, they came up to give witness on me that I escaped. Mm-hmm. They were honest to the court. Mm-hmm. They told the court, no, we found Zake when he was tortured, and he was being brought to police station by the SFC, and that is the special command unit of the president, the bodyguards of the president. Mm-hmm. Those are the people who brought me to police. And getting me to police, the policemen took me to the hospital. They didn't even put me in the cells by that time, because they cannot put someone who's actually looking like a dead person. Mm-hmm. They took me to the hospital. From right there, they still got Good Samaritans who took me to Lubaga Hospital, where they had to actually refer me to India, where I received specialized medication to see that at least I can be like this at this time. Mm-hmm. So, in Uganda, I feel that there is nothing they can do, because first and foremost, the healthcare system is rotten in Uganda. It's not functioning. It's not independent. Whereby, for them, they have a few health centers where they are treated from, and when matters are worse, almost 8% of them, they get to the US, they get to India, they get to wherever, and they use taxpayers' money. Now, for me, as a member of parliament, I'm actually supposed to get funds from parliament, as a member of parliament. But what they did and what happened to me with my leader, with my principal in the People Power Movement, they didn't even give us that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
What they did was to let us suffer, to take us to the government facilities and not even receive any treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they even stopped us at the airport. Mm-hmm. So what they did was to refuse to give us funds, yet for them, when they get sick, they use taxpayers' money. That's what they use.
Mm-hmm.
Even those who are supposed to use it, even those who are not supposed to use it, they give them their money, and yet for us, they do not.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of inequality
mm-hmm.
in the country. That's why I feel in Uganda, nothing can be done in terms of my health. That's why I had to come this side to use my own money.
Yes, although some people would say, or people who don't know Uganda will ask, you are a member of parliament. What's the role of parliament in this? Shouldn't parliament be addressing these issues?
Actually, parliament is supposed not only even to address these issues, to condemn the act. But if at all parliament, which is supposed to be independent, was attacked by the SFC, by the bodyguards of the president, as we are debating about the age limit, they beat us up. I was beaten
mm-hmm.
to the extent that I had to come to the US for a year to be treated on my head, because they boxed me. They beat me up around my head. And the Honorable Nambozi, she was beaten. And to the extent that her back was broken, up to this time, she's not yet well. As you see me leaping right now, because of the torture in Arua, that's how she's also feeling right now. And for me, I've been tortured twice. So Parliament cannot address that issue if Parliament itself was attacked. Because now all the MPs in Parliament, they are all intimidated. They cannot speak the truth. They cannot iron out issues well. They cannot address them. The speaker herself, she's always also intimidated. They tell her that the moment you don't pass this out, the moment you talk about this, we shall unseat you. We shall actually put government sanctions on, like on her. Mm-hmm. So what she has to do is to keep quiet and only do what pleases the president, the head of state.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, in that situation, Uganda will be going to elections in 2021, I think. So what do you hope to change in between now and then for things to work out?
Yeah, things to work out for me as Zake Francis and as a member of the People Power Movement in Uganda, we are actually seriously preparing to contest against the person of President Museveni, who is the current president. And for us, we are sure is an outgoing president by 2021, because we have someone whom he fears most, and that is an artist, a pop artist who turned a generational leader at this time, His Excellence Bobby Wine. That is his nickname,
yeah.
But he's known as the Honorable Kyagulanyi Ssentamu. And we are seriously preparing for 2021. And we believe in 2021, we can overwhelm, we can actually shock the person of Mr. Museveni. And we believe we can take him on this time, because we believe we are so many as the young people. We had never got this kind of opportunity in Uganda, whereby having so many young people getting together and to say that enough is enough. We believe in 2021 we are going to overwhelm him with so many votes, even when we know that he's good at reading, even when we know that so many people have tried out. For example, Dr. Kizza Besigye has tried out, but for us, we are different. Dr. Kizza Besigye was not young like us, and we believe as a generation that we have been oppressed so much to that kind of oppression. We believe we can put that as a matter of unity, because the young people have been oppressed the most. We've surfaced the worst as young people. So we believe by that, we are going to use that as a uniting factor so that we take him on, and we are able to win him. If he doesn't accept that he has been won, we know the young people. The young people are brave enough. They are courageous enough, like myself. Even when they have tortured me many times, I cannot give up. Young people will not give up, will be able to defend their win.
I see. You ran as an independent in the last election.
Yeah.
Now, People Power is not a political party yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure it would be difficult for it to register as one in time for elections.
Yeah, we don't want to be a political party.
That's right. So how are you going to organize across the country to win the election, if as a pressure group?
Actually, just as many political philosophers have said that in to organize for an election, you have to organize one, two, organize three, organize four, organize five, organize. So what we have done as People Power Movement, we are organizing. And an example that we are organizing, the principal of the People Power Movement, that is the Honorable Kyagulanyi Ssentamu, a.k.a. His Excellency Bobi Wine, he has actually rolled out the whole country with coordinators, with People Power coordinators. I myself here talking to you, speaking to you, listeners, is that I'm a People Power Youth Wing Team Leader Coordinator of the whole of the country nationwide. I'm a National Youth Coordinator within the People Power Movement, and have moved from district per district, from sub county to sub county, the whole of the country, and we have organized so well. We have got so many young people registered, and we've kept them within our shelves. We direct them on what to do, on how to organize themselves, on how we are going to protect the vote, and what to do in case the person of President Museveni, who is the outgoing president right now, who is the current president right now, we believe the moment we organize ourselves, we shall be able to take him on, even when he refuses to give up power.
You talk of organizing and going across the country to mobilize the people, the young people, as you say, but as the facts on the ground are that it's difficult to organize. For instance, you refer to your leader Bobi Wine, MP Kyagulanyi. He can't even organize a concert in the country. You saw what happened to FDC when they went to hold the conference the other week. When they were beaten, the conference was stopped. Mm. Their leaders were arrested, brutally arrested.
Mm.
How do you hope to organize in such an environment?
Yeah, myself, as I've been moving around the country, rolling out the whole country as the People Power Youth Wing Team Leader, I have also faced it. They have been arresting me. They arrested me in Moroto, that is Karamoja region. They arrested me in Kasese. They wanted to arrest me in Lila Steel, you know. So, for us, what we do is that we persist. We insist on, even when they do all that kind of impunity, we do not bow down, that we shall not move. So for us, even when they are not allowing us, His Excellency Bobi Wine, he has always been stopped from organizing concerts, but he has never stopped from organizing them. We believe that the more they do that, we are exposing them. Even that person who is down there, who is not understanding the struggle we are in, he is understanding by when the government is stopping us, because if you're competing with someone, why would you stop the person? So the moment they stop us, for us, we see that we are actually benefiting. Mm-hmm. Even when you allow us to go to do what we are supposed to do, which is lawful, we believe that is also good. Even when they stop us, we believe it's not that good, but we believe it is working for us, because there are people out there who are not yet into the understanding of what we are in right now. For them, they believe that they are able to sleep, there is peace, without knowing that even when there is no war, even when there is no violence around the country, still the inequality, the discrimination, the poverty is enough to bring about the unpeacefulness of the country. So for us, even when we are stopped, we believe we can still go on. We insist, we persist, so that we continue to do what we are supposed to do. When the government stops us, we expose them the more.
I see. Well, for those just joining us, you are listening to Reporters Roundtable, and we are coming to you live from VOA studios here in Washington. Tonight, we are discussing the state of opposition political parties in Uganda. My special guest tonight is Francis Zake, a member of parliament representing Mityana Municipality Constituency, and he's with me here in Washington, D.C., and I'm your host, Douglas Impuga. You mentioned all that, how you tend to organize, how you tend to go across the country. People have expressed doubts as to whether even your own leader, Mr. Kyagulanyi, would be able to be on the ballot. So how does that one work? If he's on the ballot, then whom do people elect?
Yeah, the government is so scared of the Honorable Kyagulanyi Ssentamu, the MP for Kyadondo East, and the intending contender in the 2021 elections. It's because the person of the President Museveni is scared. The head of state is scared of a young person standing on him. And we believe that with the connections, we have this side. because there is nothing like stopping the Honorable Kyagulanyi from contesting. There is nothing, nothing, totally nothing. The reason as to why we actually follow the Constitution of Uganda, it's actually the qualification is that the moment you're able to be a member of parliament, that is enough qualification for you to stand for presidency. So right now, if they are spreading that propaganda, that rumor, that we shall not allow the person of the Honorable Kyagulanyi Ssentamu to contest, to be on the ballot, meaning that they are scared. And the moment they do that, the young people will not be able to just see that and keep quiet. They will be able to defend their generation leader, their incoming president. They will be able to defend him, to make sure that if he's not on the ballot, it will not be business normal.
Yes, there are those who are actually puzzled at the faith you put in elections. People Power has had a campaign of encouraging people to register, get national IDs, register and vote in the 2021 election. There are those who point out that as long as the current government controls all the levers of power, it controls the Electoral Commission, it controls the police that can stop you from organizing and meeting, and it decides who wins where and who doesn't win. Maybe it's a fool's errand to put faith in that election. What do you think?
Yes, as I agree with the descending actual voices, those who do not allow in what we are doing, those who don't have faith in the 2021 upcoming elections, to me, I will not actually blame them. They are really right not to believe in them, because what has been happening in the past, it has always been just a forgery, just rigging the votes. But for us, we believe that in Uganda, what we are doing has never happened before. What has been happening in Uganda, people have been preparing for a vote 1 year, two, or even 6 months, two, to the voting. So, or to the campaign's time. For us, we believe that we have been able to take on the person of the President Museveni 2 years back, from the time Bobi Wine came in, from the time Honorable Kyagulanyi came in. It has not been business as usual. It has been not been normal. We have made sure that each and every day is a time of changing the mindset of Ugandans on what to do. Those who have tried, they have been actually not able to protect their votes. It's because all the government has been able to reach the votes. It's because people have not been actually involved. So for us, we believe that the people who are working in the Electoral Commission is supposed to be independent, but President Museveni is using it. First, we are communicating to those officials in the Electoral Commission that this is the time you have to get involved. Either now, all your kids, all your children will be suffering. If you cannot do it for yourself right now, if you cannot get involved right now, know that you're putting all that burden, all of that kind of bad governance, to your children and to your grandchildren. So that is something unique the Honorable Kyagulanyi is coming in with, that people should get involved. And we are carrying out different narratives. Even we are carrying out a campaign called Each One Teach One, whereby each and every Ugandan must sensitize another, that people should know what they are supposed to do in the right place and in the right time. Because in the past, this has not been happening. And we believe by sensitizing them, by making them believe in this, because in the past they have been shunning the elections, people have not been voting. And you're well aware that people who don't vote, they're the people who put bad leaders in power. Because if you've not voted, how do you expect that person who has been voted on your like people have vote on your behalf, and for you do not want to get involved, meaning that they will vote something bad for you. So this is the time we tell people that we are 40 million Ugandans. On the 40 million, we are sure that we can have at least 25 million Ugandans turning up for a vote. And we believe we can make it, because in the past, only like 10 million, only 11 has been coming up. Because we have over 20 million Ugandan voters who register. That's why we started 2 years back. We started with a campaign, get your national ID, because a national ID will be used for or a vote. But in the past, this has not been happening. So we believe that when we continue doing this, and by government continue to oppress people in grabbing their land, and also torturing them, and also discriminating them in all terms or in all terms of aspects, we believe that this is the time Ugandans have to open up their eyes, have to open up their minds to know that if this can be done at this time, what will happen to us if Museveni gets his son and puts him in power? If we do not do it now, it will be possible. So this is the time to handle Museveni at his weakest point. And believe when we do that, because all the institutions are rotten, all institutions are not working, they are not independent enough. They are working for one person. The police is working for Museveni. He has actually militarized each and everything in Uganda. The military is engaged in each and everything. He's coming up with campaigns of wealth creation, which are not helping people, yet the soldiers benefiting. He's torturing people around the lake, Lake Victoria. They are beaten. They are not allowed to do that. Yet, he's pretending to be caring about them. But in the real sense, in practice, in action, he's not caring about them. What he does is to coerce them, to beat them, to force them to do what he wants and what will keep him in power.
I see. Talking of coercion and patronage, many members of so-called leaders of people power have now been bought, or some say, or have moved to the ruling party. Some have been made given now government posts. Some have alleged, some were actually there, according to some people, just to undermine the whole movement. How do you intend to go to fight that? Because if some of your members who talk on your behalf today and tomorrow they are singing the NRM tune, how do you intend to go about that?
Yeah, actually, I will tell you that most of those members, they have bought off. They have not been our coordinators. We unveiled our coordinators, as I've told you, that we've been organizing and we unveiled our coordinators. There's nothing like buying off our coordinator. Nobody has been bought off. The people who have been bought off, those are the people who were Honorable Chagulanyi's friends in the past, and they have not been in his support. Actually, they pretend to be in support of Honorable Chagulanyi, yet working for government. So in that kind of situation, these people come up to be as if we are in support of the Honorable Chagulanyi, yet these are the people who abuse others, who use abusive language, who actually not the kind of people who persuade. And so that they keep people power movement in a bad picture. So the moment the government comes up and takes such people, first we get relieved. We're like, oh, we've not been having a way to chase away these people. We've not been having a way to make these people, you know, leave the movement. But the moment government comes up to carry them, we are like, oh, we are relieved.
Yeah, talking of that abusive language, because some people have pointed out that those people, or some of people in the power, people power movement, have led to the disunity among opposition parties. As you know, FDC president, FDC leader, Kizza Besigye, many of you stand on his shoulders, because way back in 2001, he stood up and said what you are saying.
Yeah.
He wanted to change.
Actually, has been our mentor.
He was beaten, like you have tortured. He was beaten. He was he has suffered a lot.
Yeah.
Now, some in the group were trying to create this disunity. I'm told the FDC leader, Besigye, and your people power leader are in harmony. They are not supposed to be quarreling. And to win, you need to be working as a united front in the opposition. How far are you working on the idea of uniting the opposition? Because you can't win alone as people power without inviting everybody who is in the opposition.
Yeah, I want to inform all the people listening and those who are putting an eye, an open eye on Uganda, is that what the head of state is doing in Uganda, what the dictator is doing in Uganda, is that he uses what they call division and rule. Division and rule. He comes up with different people who are in his support to pretend as if they are in opposition. And what the role of those people is to put a bad picture of the people power and also the FDC. That's why you see people from the FDC abusing people power. And you see people in people power abusing EFDC, yet we are supposed to be in harmony. We are supposed to be working together because we have one goal of outsmarting or unseating the person of President Museveni from the State House. And we believe that these persons, we are actually we are looking out for them and putting them in order. They either leave us or they shut up on what they are actually showing Uganda, what they are doing, showing the disharmony, showing the disunity within the opposition, and we're actually looking out for them to see that that doesn't happen, because we know that is all the work of the dictator in Uganda. That is the work of the person of President Museveni, who actually comes up with people to show that we are fighting each other.
Lastly, and very briefly, from whatever people have been saying, it appears People Power's main goal is to win an election and unseat Museveni. If that doesn't happen, and if the election is not free and fair, what next?
Yeah, I've been clear about that, that we are a group of young people, and we are not actually able to just see things and we leave business go on as usual. For us, we are doing one thing, that we are preparing ourselves for a vote. Mm-hmm. And when we win that vote, we are not just going to look at them. We shall be able to protect our vote.
I see.
How? Mm-hmm. We shall be able to use the organization we are using right now to tell people to rise up against the rigging of the votes, mm-hmm. which will happen, and we know he's able to do that. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, we want to overwhelm him. That even when he tries to steal, even when he tries to reach, he will face it rough. He will find a lot of hardship in that, and we believe that will be enough to expose everything to the whole world. Mm. That's why we are telling people that to keep an eye on Uganda, because we know what is going to happen in 2021. They are going to do the worst ever. They are going to actually violate human rights. Mm. They are going to torture us in the worst way possible than what they have done in the past. They are going to be at their worst. Mm. So we believe by you guys, the side, keeping an eye on us, we believe we shall be able to do something, we shall be able to win him.
Yes, indeed, we shall keep an eye on what's going on over there. And that's all the time we have for this edition of Reporters Roundtable. I'd like to thank my special guest tonight, Honorable Francis Zake. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, I also thank you so much for hosting me. Sincerely, it has been a very, very good discussion. And I believe this has opened people's eyes about what is happening in Uganda. And you'll be able to also defend us when it arises.
Yeah, we welcome. Our producer tonight, as usual, was Jackson Mufungaji. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Reporters Roundtable. A reminder, you can hear our roundtable on the internet. All you have to do is just log in to www.vonews.com, scroll on programs, and get Reporters Roundtable. Thanks very much for tuning in once again. I'm your host, Douglas Simpoga, in Washington.
Relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music, and Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel.